Hi, this is Matt Jolly. Aviate timepieces honor both the aircraft and the untold story of the airman. Check out the awesome lineup of Aviate timepieces by visiting avi-8.co.uk. That's avi-8.co.uk. Choose from six popular themes, including the Harrier. They're all there waiting for you at avi-8.co.uk.
You're strapped in to Wolfbird Radio. Tune in. Take off.
Good Tuesday evening to your friends. Matt Jolly here with you for the 9th of May already. Fresh back from California where we had the Wings Over Solano Air Show. And, a wonderful time there at Travis Air Force Base. Got to see a lot of you and certainly enjoyed my time out there narrating the air show. But more importantly, just seeing you guys. We had a great time. Met up with a B-24 pilot out there from World War II. We're going to try and get him on the show. Really a lot of fun, though, to see all the great folks at Travis and, of course, meeting up with all of you and, of course, the vets that were there. Really a wonderful time. We can't stress this enough, that your impact that you made, whether it was calling in or whether it was sending a letter, a lot of you signed up on the petitions, but the Planes of Fame Air Show also went off this weekend. A little bit of weather, we were told, but all in all, a great time. So we'll have a full report from that as this month unfolds. It's going to be a great time, though, so our thanks to all the folks that went out there as well and supported that event, that annual event, we should say. This week, we're focusing on a show that is near and dear to me that warbird fanatics all up and down the Eastern Seaboard know and love. I'm talking about the Rhode Island Air Show. This particular show does so much for the local community, but it also is really one of the hallmarks, I think, of great aerial events in the United States. And we're happy tonight to have Colonel Peter Parenti, who's actually the public affairs officer for the entire state of Rhode Island for the National Guard out there. Good evening, Colonel. Thanks for joining us tonight.
Good evening to you, Matt, and thanks for having me. Yes, it's kind of a unique show in the sense that it is Rhode Island, right, the smallest state in the country. So unlike some of the large open house and air shows throughout the country where it might be more regionalized and focused on a particular area, for us in Rhode Island, it's all hands on deck. It really is a culminating event that not only the citizens rally around, but the entire Rhode Island National Guard does. So if our folks aren't participating in the show directly, they're supporting the show. And, you know, by the way, they're still training for their federal and state missions. So that train never stops. But we do look forward to this event every year. And as you know, being around air shows and open houses, for most of your life, the process starts almost immediately after the last show ends.
That's right, it does. Well, just a few to highlight. The Canadian Snowbirds will be here. That's the RCAF demonstration team. Sean Tucker, Mike Gooley, and Rob Holland. Geico will be back with the Skytypers. Jack Lynx, the Screamin' Sasquatch. That's become a favorite in Rhode Island, and it first flew at an air show right there at Quonset in Rhode Island. Plus the F-18, the Super Hornet demo, the F-16, the Harrier demo, courtesy of the Marine Corps, Randy Ball and his MiG-17. Randy Ball, I think, is going to become a Rhode Island favorite. I've seen him fly enough. I think he's going to become a real staple up there. We'll see. Mark Murphy in the Corsair, which is unique. We're going to be talking to Mark after we finish up with you, Colonel. And then the SOCOM parachute team, Shockwave Combined Arms, which is always phenomenal, with the Hercules and the UH-60. A great show there, as always, in Rhode Island.
We have a phenomenal lineup, and yes, you've hit the lineup right on the nose there. You know, in addition to all those tremendous acts, you know, we're proud of our dynamic demonstration that we show that features our service members, both from the air and the Army, when we do a combined demonstration of some of our capabilities. And this year we were pleasantly surprised when we were able to get an AH-64 Apache to come on down and CH-47 to be sling loading a Mike 777 howitzer during that dynamic presentation. So a lot of folks look forward to that as well. And in addition to the acts that you just reviewed, a lot of interaction with some static displays on the ground.
Yeah, and I didn't want to forget those. There always seem to be some great static displays. What does this mean for the Guard? Talk a little bit about this. We haven't had a lot of guardsmen on that can really put into words, but for you personally, I know there's a lot of folks that show up to this event from the Eastern Seaboard, and they think, man, it'd be great to serve, but you know, I've got a family here, I have a job here. Talk to us about the Guard component, because this is a unique event, that it is a total Guard show, and by total force of the Guard, I mean it is. It's Army, it's Air, it's everybody. The entire Rhode Island Guard comes out for this. So talk to us about the Guard piece. What do you want folks to know about the Guard?
Well, I think I want them to know that, you know, the relationship that we have between the Army and the Air, particularly in Rhode Island, is very strong. This is not unlike any operation that we plan for. To plan for an open house and air show is very comprehensive, and that requires close collaboration. So we're getting getting tremendous training value out of this as well. So the brotherhood that you get out of a training event like this and a culminating event to see it come to fruition, all the folks that are involved in it, some are seen. Some folks that are seen every year, people identify the show with a particular group of people. But the people that you don't see that really grind it out to make this show happen, those are the people that really do make it happen. So it means a lot to us that we're able to perform our normal training, you know, to support the nation and the state and be able to pull off one of the best shows in the country. You know, and on a good year, Matt, if the weather holds, and we're hoping it does this year, we'll get in excess of 90,000 people. For a state this size, it's a tremendous accomplishment. And because of that, we added a new component last year, thanks to our elected officials and our Department of Transportation. Now we have what we call Trains to Planes, which is a free train service coming from northern points of the state to alleviate some of the traffic and some of the parking challenges that we have. So we're real proud of the planning process. We're real proud of the joint collaboration between a lot of the civilian folks, a lot of our brothers on the blue side and the Air Guard and the Army Guard coming together. So it's a win-win for us and the community, because the community is very proud of the event as well.
I couldn't agree with you more. To me, it is a culmination of a lot of things that come together. There's also an association that helps out with this, and there is a charitable aspect of it for the community that all ties together to make this really what it has become over the numerous years you've been doing this, now well in excess of 25. What do you want? I think this is where I was going with that. When the guy comes out there who may be interested in the Guard, what is the process for them, and what do you want them to know about joining the Guard? Because I know there is a process that's involved there for the state of Rhode Island, but you don't necessarily have to live in the state of Rhode Island, do you?
You don't, and some people are surprised. You know, some people, when we ask the question, think that 90 to 95% of us are service members come from the state of Rhode Island, and it's different unit by unit. We probably have close to 40 to 50% that live outside the state, and depending on the unit, that could be even higher. You know, we have tremendous opportunities for folks to join the Guard. Our recruiters are out there. They're easy to find. They'll be at the show. There are ways that you can come in as an officer, as an enlisted. There are numerous skills that you can learn that can translate into the civilian workforce. And the opportunities are growing each year. So cyber right now is a big push in the military. And the Rhode Island National Guard is on the cutting edge of that. And those are some jobs that our traditional service members or our part-time service members, they learn those skills in the military, and they can take those skills into the outside work environment.
That's a great thing to know too. Of course, cyber has a tie back into aviation. You can't fly a lot of the UASs without cyber. It's a huge component, and I think that the wonderful thing about the Guard, as we've talked about it before, is that you just stay right there. I mean, yeah, you stay wherever you're at, and there's no requirement
to
move.
Obviously, over the last 15, 16 years, we have some service members now, Matt, who have been in almost coming up on their 20-year mark, and we've been at doing overseas contingency operations around the world their entire career. So yeah, it's all they've known. So you can be a part-time service member. You can live and work in the state of Rhode Island, serve your nation, serve your state, and then if you are called to duty in an active federal capacity, you're ready to go.
Well said. Well, and it's just a great opportunity for someone that's looking, and really in any state. I mean, that's the thing. We have so many folks that listen to this, and they said, "Well, you know, I don't know what I want to do. I want to work around aviation. I want to do this. I want to do that." But you know, I don't know if the military per se is right because I've got family and I've got commitments here around the house. And I always tell people, "Well, you ought to look at the Guard because it's the best of both worlds, really."
It's a balance, Matt, and you know, I can't speak for all the service members, but you know, when I first got in, and I haven't missed many air shows since they started in 1991. I'm coming up on 30 years, and that's three children later, and three or four moves when I was a traditional service member as a corporate employee, and the one thing that has been constant throughout my career of all of those job changes and moving around has been the National Guard. It is the one thing that I wanted to remain, you know, I wanted to remain a member of because I was proud of it, and I wanted to continue to serve. And we find a lot of service members feel the same way. So once you get in, you see the opportunity, you see the camaraderie. I think a lot of folks would see that, and they would certainly want to make a career of it.
Well said. So what do you look forward to? You're an Army guy. We're talking about an air show, but what do you look forward to every year with the air show? And please don't say the Monday after it's over, but what do you look forward to, Colonel?
Well, that's part two, but I will tell you this. When, you know, right before I raised my right hand as a second lieutenant, I always wanted to be a pilot. What knocked me out was my color vision. So I've always loved aircraft. My college roommate was a Harrier pilot, and as you spoke, the Harrier will be at the show. What I look forward to is the fast-moving jets and the loud noises. So when you talk about the F-18 Hornet, the F-16, the Harrier, those are the ones I particularly look forward to every year.
Well, I think that's a good choice there. Of course, the Snowbirds are going to be there this year, which I don't know if everybody, I think, expects. Well, I don't know what they expect. I think when people show up and they hear that there's a military team there, you have had the Snowbirds at your show quite frequently. So I hope that the Rhode Island folks there really have come to appreciate it, because to me it's unlike any other jet team out there. I mean, really a phenomenal display that these folks do from the RCAF.
You know, people always ask us right away as soon as we hear who's going to be at the show and who's the premier demonstration team coming. And, you know, typically they're waiting for the response, Thunderbirds, Blue Angels. We told them the Snowbirds. And I will tell you that there were so many people excited because the show that they do put on is really amazing and it's very unique. And people are real excited. Not that we don't love the Thunderbirds and the Blue Angels. We do, and we will welcome one of those jet teams back next year. But it is a beautiful thing to watch, the Snowbirds maneuver. So we are very much looking forward to them.
I haven't seen them yet this year. They always have there's a favorite maneuver of mine that they do, and it's a favorite of a lot of people. But it looks like one jet coming right at the audience. You think, well, here he comes. That's pretty cool. And all of a sudden, the two, there's another one behind it. You don't realize it. When they roll the opposite direction, it's the coolest effect. And it's such a simple maneuver, but they don't always do it. They don't do it every year. I'm curious if they're going to do it this year. We'll have to wait and see. They change that routine up, it seems. And some years they leave some years they don't, you know. So you never know. But
right.
I love watching those guys.
And there are some young folks, you know, getting back to your, if you have a couple more minutes, but we have some folks, high school students in the area, that will have a unique opportunity this year on Media Day, the practice day prior to the air show. Over 200 high school kids are going to take part in a STEM event, a science, technology, engineering, and math event, which is the new push throughout the nation to get more kids involved in those critical areas. And so they're going to be involved in some symposiums and some instruction, you know, just on that, different science and technology and math subject matter experts will speak to the kids. And then right after they're done, we'll feed them lunch and we'll get them outside and be able to see the snowbirds and the Harrier demonstrations. So what greater event will show kids examples of science, math, and technology than an air show?
I couldn't agree with you.
We are very confident that those kids are going to walk away pretty excited about maybe serving.
Well, that's, you know, really what we really want to do is inspire them to do great things in their own life. And I think you just said it. I mean, science, technology, engineering, and math, that is a push industry-wide with our community within the air show business. But I think, too, it's such a great tie-in to air shows, period, because it's really a learning lab, a giant learning lab right there with some of the best in the industry and best
really
in aerospace to come out there and talk to these kids. So, well, I'm looking forward to that.
We're going to have one. Go ahead. I'm sorry, Matt.
No, I'm looking forward to it. And of course, I don't want to leave this out because this is so important. Every Saturday night at the air show, there's a huge lobster bake, and that's open to the public if they buy tickets, isn't it?
I believe that the tickets are just about gone.
All right. Well, we got to get our lobster tickets.
The number that they had, yeah, they went pretty fast.
it's the state animal, I think, up there in Rhode Island.
Exactly.
They seem to be everywhere, but that's going to be a lot of fun.
They might be pulling less of them out of the water right now because I think most of the tickets are gone.
Wow. Well, you know, hey, you got to act early if you want to go to the Rhode Island Lobster Bake, that's for sure. But what a great thing to do and great thing to see and do this weekend. So what is the Army's component there? In the years past, we've had some Army, paratroopers come down. But what are you foreseeing in the future here for the Army and the air show this year?
So, well, other than the statics, you know, that we talk about the static displays, we like to show off a lot of our different Army MOSs throughout the static displays. But what the crowd will actually see are our Black Hawk helicopters and the dynamic demonstration. In this year, you will see the CH-47 Chinook, the twin propeller helicopter, from one of our neighboring states, sling load a Rhode Island National Guard Mike 777 howitzer, which is a 155 howitzer, to show center during that dynamic demonstration. You'll also see some of our own infantry soldiers perform during that dynamic demonstration. And in addition to that, you'll have some static displays on some of our other infantry units, our military police units. So a good mix of our units will all be on display and performing.
I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
Army brothers.
Well, that'll be great. Going to be a great time down there. And, of course, as you mentioned, there is for those of you that live there, or anywhere along the East Coast, one of the commuter trains will be running, which really has alleviated a lot of the parking concerns, the traffic concerns. You guys just run a train in there, and you're done. You're there. I mean, it's just literally door to door. So, what a great thing.
Last year there were some people on the train that left, you know, that were taking some pictures outside the window of the traffic that was stopped on Route 4, and pretty much smiling, because they were going right back to their train station. It was hugely successful. They estimate that one out of every 17 folks that came down took the train. So this year they doubled the capacity. They were going to have 6 trains leaving from points north. So we're hoping it's going to be just as successful. Last year it was very well coordinated. We expect nothing less this year. You know, the parking at the Quonset base has diminished, not significantly, but we have lost space due to construction. So that put another reason why we needed to start to think outside of the box. Okay, how do we help this situation? So the train, the tracks are right there. It looked like a natural thing to do. So we all worked real hard last year. Got to give Rhode Island Department of Transportation a lot of credit for pulling this off with their partners, and it was hugely successful. And so we're going to double it this year and see how it goes.
All right. Well, Colonel, any final thoughts here as we wrap things up tonight?
Well, I just want to thank everybody for their support over the years since 1991. Keep coming out. We really enjoy talking to you. Come by and say hello to a soldier or an airman if you have time. We really like to talk to you. We also like to thank you. And although the Rhode Island National Guard does not get involved in the charitable component of the open house, we know that it does great things for our local charities in the state, so I'm sure they're very appreciative of it. So I just look forward to a great show. And you know, we've planned as well as we could so far. We're going to continue planning. The only thing we can't plan for is the weather, so we're hoping for two great days.
There you go. Well, I'm hoping for three. And either way, we'll get a few. Thanks again,
yeah,
Colonel, for calling in tonight. It's great to hear your voice, and I look forward to seeing you in a few more days.
And thanks for having me on. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Colonel Peter Parenti, thank you so much, sir. Great to hear from you. All right, we will be back with another Rhode Island performer here in a few moments. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, Mark Murphy will be here to talk with us about a Corsair demonstration. No, most of you, including myself, know Mark for flying Never Miss, the P-51, that his family has had for a number of years. But Mark says he's flying a Corsair. We're going to find out about this when we come back right after this. Stay with us.
This is Word Radio.
Hi, this is Matt Jolly. AV-8 timepieces honor both the aircraft and the untold story of the airman. Check out the awesome lineup of AV-8 timepieces by visiting avi-8.co.uk. That's avi-8.co.uk. Choose from six popular themes, including the Harrier. They're all there waiting for you at avi-8.co.uk.
You're strapped in to Wolfbird Radio. Tune in. Take off.
And welcome back here to Warbird Radio Live. Matt Jolly here with you for Tuesday night. Glad you could stop by and join us. Phone lines are still open tonight. 478-787-4768 is the number to dial if you'd like to get on the show. My thanks to Colonel Peter Parenti for coming on tonight and sharing with us a little of the little more detail about the Rhode Island show. But now joining me, one of the performers, is Mr. Mark Murphy. Mark, good evening. How are you?
Hey, Matt. How you doing?
I'm doing great, Mark. How was the Honor Society meeting? Was everything go okay, I hope? got
yeah,
through everything.
Yeah, it was good. My daughter got the National Junior Honor Society, so I'm a proud papa tonight.
Oh, that's great. That's great. And a proud Mustang papa, too. But I understand that there's a problem with Never Miss right now. It's missing an engine. Is that correct?
Yes. So a little bit about that story. We took it off last fall right after our last air show and sent it out to get the engine overhauled. It was time. And, you know, it was like it's like anything. You know, we have to be patient, but we really hoped we would have it for our first air show this season. And unfortunately, we don't have it. So, you know, I did a little bit of finagling and pulled a few strings, and I was able to find an adequate, I guess, substitute airplane, you would say.
You found a Corsair to fly. How did you do that? Like that should be a lesson in itself right there, the Mark Murphy School of how to borrow a warbird. I mean, that's a pretty good story right there.
It's determination, you know. I mean, I love the Rhode Island Air Show. I've been doing it for I think 4 or 5 years now, and I didn't want to miss it. So originally, I asked if we could substitute the North American T6, which I do a routine in, but they already have some T6s there. So, you know, it was instead of just saying, okay, we'll see you next year, I got on the phone and was able to, you know, work something out here.
So tell us about the Corsair you're going to be flying. What model is it?
It's the FG1D, and so three-blade propeller, 2,000 horsepower. It's the earlier version, and you know, it's I've flown the heavier Dash 5 Corsairs, and this one's much lighter, much more nimble. So for an aerobatic routine, this is a better platform than the later models. It's a lot lighter. So I'm looking forward to you know, putting on a nice show there.
All right, going to be a lot of fun. And is it a similar aircraft? You fly both of them. I mean, talk to us a little bit about the differences in the Mustang and the Corsair while we have you.
Sure. Well, you know, if you had asked me 15 years ago when I was flying T-6s, if I would ever have the opportunities that I've had to fly fighters, you know, I mean, it's beyond my wildest dreams, and I appreciate every opportunity that I get. And so I've been able to experience a lot of different types of the airplanes now. And, you know, I said to my father, when I got to fly the Corsair, I said, the Corsair and the Mustang, anything else now is just a bonus, because, you know, this is the greatest thing, you know, ever. So the Corsair is a little lighter on the controls and, you know, more horsepower. It shakes more than the Mustang. The Mustang's like a sewing machine, and the Corsair definitely has the radial engine shake to it. And so, you know, that's something to compare, especially you know, when you're flying around a new airplane, you know, you're always watching your temperatures and pressures, making sure everything's running good. But when it's shaking, you know, you always say, well, I wonder if that's just, you know, the prop, the engine, or what's going on there. But so that's one of the big differences. But visibility is another one. The Corsair has such a long, long nose. You sit way back. So your first time you land it, it certainly it feels different than the Mustang.
I would imagine so. I mean, you're way back there, and not a lot of vision up there. What about? I guess you said the incorrigible thing about it is that it has lighter controls, more horsepower. But what do you not like about it, other than the vision? Or is there anything you don't really you like about
Bill,
it?
Well, you know what's not to like. Of course, the roll rate is a little bit less than the Mustang. So, you know, just a teeny bit harder to get a nice, crisp four-point roll, but I'm working on that right now. And, you know, just you know, other than that, it's a little bit heavier, but you've got a lot of flap to compensate for it. So, and the brakes really work well on this airplane. You know, that's something that on some of the Corsairs, you know, some of the brakes were an issue, but this particular airplane has a great set of brakes. So, you know, if we pretty much don't use them, but you use them for taxiing and things, and then it's nice to know that it's there if you need it for a crosswind or something.
Well, I think it was last year. It was last year I saw you fly the Collins Foundation's Corsair, which is a larger, heavier variant. It's not like the FG1, the three-blade prop, lighter
right.
aircraft. So I'm sure you're going to really have a good time with this thing now that you get it out there in Rhode Island, get to really exercise it a little bit. And what a cool
yeah.
thing to see. I mean, an acro demo in a Corsair. So how is your routine? I've seen your routine. You never miss quite a bit. Is this going to be a similar routine? Are you going to try and fly the same routine so you know it? Or have you changed it up a little bit for the Corsair?
Yeah. What I'm going to do, this is going to be my first year doing a solo Corsair routine. So in, you know, I'm older, wiser, safer, I think. So I'm going to fly the exact same routine that I do with the Mustang. It's a conservative return or routine. It's a, you know, it's graceful, more like a ballet. It's not anything hardcore. So I'm going to fly the exact same routine because, you know, that's what I've got in my brain. So we'll see how that goes this season. And then maybe next year, you know, we can change it up a little bit. But
you're the only guy I know from New York, though, that flies to the devil went down to Georgia. I got to hand it to you.
Yes, exactly. And I can't wait to do the same thing. So.
You know how to redneck it up. I'm all right with that. That'll be fun. And this time in a Corsair, though, nonetheless. So it'll be good fun to see this.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm looking forward to it. And, of course, we're looking forward to our lobster. I was talking to Colonel Parenti just a few minutes ago. Yeah, I'm sure you have your tickets. I have mine. We'll see their Saturday night display there. That's always just incredible. Isn't this a fun show? I don't know about you, but I just love going to this year show.
It is. It's one of my favorites, and that's one of the reasons why I didn't give up as far as wanting to come to the show. I was really disappointed when I got the phone call saying, "No, we don't want the T6 there." And I was like, "Oh!" And instead of just saying okay, I said, "Well, you know, can I try again with another airplane?" And he said, "Sure. What do you got?" And I said, "Well, I'll call you back." So, I really like being at this air show. It's one of my favorite, and the people are wonderful. The view from doing the air show routine right off the shore, and it's just a wonderful, wonderful show.
I couldn't agree with you more. And of course, a lot of it goes to charity, which is wonderful. The Hasbro Children's Hospital, one of the many beneficiaries of this show. It's just a great thing all the way around, and I'm looking forward. I hope everybody comes out because, again, the Snowbirds will be there, the Hornet demo will be there, Mark Murphy's going to be there with a Corsair. We're going to have a great time out there this year, so I hope folks will come out and take advantage of it. Mark, are we going to see you fly this routine more, or is this sort of a, hey, we just filled in with it and that's it, or is this something you hope to take on the road with you?
Actually, this is something we're looking to take on the road. So, I'm going to call a few other air shows. You know, it's later in the season to be booking air shows, but there's a few that I have in mind that I was going to call and see if they want a Corsair demonstration. It is a little more unique because there's not a lot of opportunity to, there's more Mustangs out there to do a demonstration, but there's not a lot of Corsairs out there. So I'm hoping, you know, a late phone call to a few of these air shows, they'd say, yeah, we'd love to have you.
That'd be great. Now, what do you know about the history on this particular airplane? Do you know much? I know it's a new thing for you, so you probably haven't had time to research a lot of it. But
I don't know a ton about it. I actually have started the research on it, and we'll definitely fill in the blanks on that at a later date. But I have just started getting into it. I mean, it's a new airplane to me. I only been flying it for a little while, so
not a black sheep bird. Yeah, not a black sheep bird though that we're aware of, I guess. Not one of those.
Not that. Yeah.
Not out in Hollywood flying back in the day. I think some of the folks when they think of the Corsair, that's the first thing they think of is the opening. the opening music from Baa Baa Black Sheep. I mean that has become synonymous with that airplane, whether you want it to be or not. But it's got to be an absolute thrill to fly. So I'm looking forward to watching it. I know what everybody else is wondering though. Is this one of the ones with the back seat, Mark?
Aha! That's like top secret. But it might just have one back there. If you come
man.
See me. We'll talk about it.
All right. All right, Mark. I'm going to get on that list then at some point. But no.
Yeah,
what fun.
You should.
What fun stuff to imagine. You know, I'll never forget the day that I saw back in the day. Back before the Collins Foundation, I believe, has this airplane now. But I was with a friend of mine, and I'll withhold names. But he says to me, he says, "Hey, you got to come see my Wildcat." He said, "You're never going to believe the back seat." And when the Airstair came down, I just that airplane had become like a legend, around the East Coast. But you know the airplane I'm talking about. But I mean, there's this whole 70s. Or 60s, rather, executive interior in the back of a Wildcat. They had all kind of crazy things in these airplanes, but it certainly saved them. I don't know if I'd want to fly back there, but it'd be different.
I would never want to fly back there, but I believe that interior is still in that airplane today.
Well, there you go. I mean, it's at least a conversation piece, and it certainly is a nice place to sit if you had to get out of the sun. At an event, so. But I can't imagine what the CG would be like sitting back there. You know, if you loaded up some exec and put it back there, I just can't imagine. But oh my goodness, what a crazy airplane, and what a cool airplane though. Any Wildcat's cool, so we'll see. So you're just knocking down the bucket list, Mark. I'm proud of you. This is going to be a great time.
Well, I appreciate it.
It's going to be wonderful to see it. When will we see Never Miss back out on the circuit? Any ideas?
I have a show scheduled in June and, first in June. And right now, we're we're hoping we see it by middle of June now, because once we get, my dad and I are both mechanics, so we're going to put the engine in ourselves. And so once the engine gets there, we've got 2 to 3 weeks of work from the taking it out of the crate to flying it. So, you know, it's a matter of when is it going to show up, and then how much can we get done, you know, how quickly can we get it ready to fly is what we're looking at. But it's going to take us about 3 weeks to hook that thing up.
And this is at your home field up there in New York, where you also have you run a ground school up there quite frequently, don't you?
Yeah, every other year or so, we put on a private pilot ground school, you know, for friends and family type thing in the EAA club. And then I offer tailwheel endorsements, upset training, you know, T6 checkouts. And I've even done, I've actually done 10 P-51 checkouts now. I mean, that's another thing that's crazy, that I had no idea a few years ago that I'd actually be teaching in the P-51 and have done 10 students now.
That's the craziest thing. When you get on Mark Murphy's call list, I'll never forget, I don't remember the air show I was at, and here you come rolling up in a Mustang, and you're like, hey, do they need anybody? I just, sure, Mark, come fly.
Yeah.
I don't even remember where we were at when that happened, but it was great seeing you, yeah. And it's always fun to see a Mustang, and you were instructing for somebody back then when we were, where
yeah.
was that? Was that Culpepper that you showed up at? I think it was.
That was the Culpepper Air Show, and I came in. I'm sitting in the back seat, and
yeah, that's right.
And then I ended up. They said I did an aerobatic routine for the show there. So
that's right.
Yeah, that was perfect. Just to show up, we showed up there for a fuel stop and ended up spending the night.
I remember that. Well, I thought it was great, and it's always fun to see you. So all right, so in a few days we'll meet up in Rhode Island. Now, what about
yeah.
Friday night? What about the beach club show? Are you going to treat us to anything on the beach, or are we just going to see it at Quonset?
No, I'm actually scheduled for the beach show. So it's, I believe it's Rob Holland, Mike Goulian, and I think Sean Tucker and the parachute jumpers. And then they've got the Corsair and me.
And Randy Ball, I'm hoping. I'm really hoping Randy Ball shows up for this. So
yeah.
That is going to throw these people for a loop when they see that afterburner come over the top of the
yeah,
beach club.
Yeah.
There's going to be
yeah.
a lot of sweaters tied around necks that are right. going to be blown back. So and then you and the Corsair. I don't know. This is shaping up to be, I think, a landmark year for this little air show. So I'm looking forward to it.
I'm really excited about it, and I'm really happy that I get to participate in it this year. It's something that I was worried that I wasn't going to be able to, and it's working out that I can, so I'm excited about it.
You and me both. It's always exciting. Well, Mark, anything you want to share with everybody before we go? I know we've kept you long enough tonight. Anything else you want to talk about?
No, I think we're good. Just I'm really looking forward to the show, and you know, I guess if anybody's out there, I'm on Facebook. If anybody is looking to, you know, want a Corsair or a Mustang, now, you know, we've got two options here for summer air shows. So, you know, I'll put in a little plug for that we're available.
I think that's great. So now an official endorsement will follow after this weekend. I'm sure it's going to be great, but not that it matters. But, Mark, you're such a class act. I can't imagine it, you know, not being perfect. So we'll see. We may have to add a song track, though, that has an air raid siren. I'm just going
to
throw that out there.
We'll have to do something.
We'll have to figure something out with that one. Or I'll just stand on the stand and crank the siren myself when you come screaming by with Baba Black Sheep or whatever. That's going to be a fun event, and I can't wait to see it. Now, look, last year, I don't know if you remember doing this, but we had somebody that wrote in. We used an app on Facebook there, that air show by request thing that goes straight to me in the announcer stand. Last year, some kid wrote in, and he said, hey, can you show us how the wings fold? And you did it. You parked like right in front of this kid, and you folded the wings. So if that happens again, I hope the wings can fold on this one. And
absolutely, I would be happy to do that, and we'll probably make sure that happens. We'll make sure we fold the wings in front of the crowd there. That's something they always like to see.
Well, and it's even better, I thought, when you did it right in front of the kid. I don't know how you did that. I don't even know where you just so happened to stop, and the kid walked up to the fence and watched you, and I'm sure he's still thinking about that even to this day. It was a magic moment in air shows.
It is a magic moment, yes. And I was a kid at Oshkosh watching people do that 30 years ago. So 40 years ago. Wow, I'm getting old. Oof.
Yeah, it's that time.
Yeah, I remember that as a kid.
Well, thanks again for coming on, Mark. It's always a pleasure to have you on the show, and looking forward to seeing you in a few days, this time in sunny, hopefully, Rhode Island for the big air show up there.
Yeah, can't wait, and I'll make sure we get together and have dinner some night.
All right, we'll do it, Mark. Thanks again, bud. Mark Murphy, everyone.
Okay.
From not never not he is never missed, but now it's I don't do we have a name yet, Mark? From the Corsair,
nope.
The Corsair. We'll just call it a Corsair. from the
FG1.
There you go. All right, Mark. Thanks again for calling in tonight. Great to hear your voice. So long, bud.
Okay, Matt. We'll see ya.
All right. Mark Murphy, everyone. Well, what a weekend we're going to have up there in Rhode Island. I hope that you'll join us. And, you know, if not, I'm not going to say I told you so, but you got to come to Rhode Island sometime. A lot of you are going to meet up there. There's three or four of us that are planning to meet up. And if you can come, hey, come on up. I'd love to see you and just hang out for the weekend. It really is one of the best little air shows you'll ever come to. I mean, where are you going to find a lineup like that? I mean, seriously. One year they had the Snowbirds, Breitling, and I can't recall now if it was the Blue Angels or the Thunderbirds. They all started running together. But the Snowbirds this year, Sean Tucker, Mike Goulian, Rob Holland, Geico, Sky Typers, Jack Lynx, the Screamin' Sasquatch, the Super Hornet, the F-16, the AV-8 Harrier, Randy Ball in the MiG-17, plus Mark Murphy in the Corsair, SOCOM, the Shockwave Jet Truck with the Darnell family, the Combined Arms Demonstration. I'm telling you, you don't want to miss it. It's coming up fast. It's the 20th and 21st of this month. So not this weekend. It's Mother's Day. We can't do anything on Mother's Day. It's the next weekend. So come on out and have a good time with us. Until next time, next week, I'm Matt Jolly. Thanks for listening. Be sure to thank a veteran if you see one. So long for now, everybody. Good night.